This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. Well, it looks like the controversial Clear Wells project could be scrapped. The project would mean large storage tanks would be installed along the Lake Winnebago shoreline to hold drinking water to use in case of an emergency. Nearby residents are upset about what it would do to their view, and taxpayers are concerned that the cost is too much, better than $26 million. In a release, the City of Oshkosh has announced it plans to meet with the State Department of Natural Resources and discuss alternatives to the Clear Wells. The City Council was expected to discuss the project this month, but those talks have been put on hold. The City is also asking residents for their input on the state of the city. Residents are asked to fill out a questionnaire with questions ranging from city infrastructure to the effectiveness of city government. Page 2, the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce is trying to get a handle on the current labor shortage. Nearly every business is struggling to find employees. There's a survey here on the Chamber website for businesses to give more information about their struggles. One thing's for certain, the weather in Wisconsin is always changing. And now we have differing opinions on what will happen here over the next few weeks, according to a couple of groundhogs. Sun Prairie Jimmy says that spring is right around the corner, while Punxsutawney Phil claims we have another 6 weeks of winter to endure. Let's hope Jimmy is correct. The Payne Art Center and Gardens will be getting a grant from the State Tourism Department. The state is shelling out about $250,000 for the Payne to use that money to add parking and revamp their current parking lot. The EPA this morning wants the Postal Service to reevaluate their contract with the Oshkosh Corporation. Oshkosh Corporation last year landed a contract to build electric postal vehicles. And the first of three great events on Lake Winnebago is coming up this weekend. The annual Otter Street Fishery. The event runs on Saturday from 10 a.m. till 10 p.m. on Miller's Bay. It benefits the Otter Street Fishery and a number of other charities. You can find out more, of course, on their website. Still to come, the sturgeon spearing season, along with the Battle on Bago. That's a look at Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. We'll be back again next week. Have yourself a great weekend.